Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Real talk. I woke up this morning. I went to sleep last night with no. I was alone. I've been going through shit. Losing bitches and homies. If I don't make it with this rap shit, I might be homeless. My mom's don't got a job. My pop checks ain't enough. If I ain't bringing home that money, my whole family is. That's why I move like the mob. I'm watching movies too much. If one wanted you dead, what would you suggest? They wonder why I do drugs and hang with thugs. Since I made it, the city hated. Wait, where is the love? I ride around with my gun. This is not for fun. I stay protected because my homie just took one to the lung. Had him on life support. With his family support. He know who shot him, but he ain't even show up in court. Yeah, that's a real G. He on a kill spree. The homie pop him, so I hope he don't kill me.
Kill me. What I really be smoking, and I really be drinking. It's what I really be smoking, and I really be drinking. It's what I really be smoking, and I really be drinking. I be going through some things, you don't know what I be thinking. It's what I really be smoking, and I really be drinking. It's what I really be smoking, and I really be drinking. It's what I really be smoking, and I really be drinking. I be going through some things, you don't know what I be thinking.
I'm riding through traffic with Tupac blasting. What a bitch is irritating from all these questions he asking. Like what bitch is out when, how, and where. You ain't my main bitch, so why the fuck do you care? That's why bitches get then turn around and get left. Somebody need to teach them less talk, more sex. I press when I'm stressed. My granny tell me I'm blessed. But why the fuck do Jesus Christ got me going through this? Everybody need favors. What happen if I go broke? Or say I ain't got it and buy my Lolos and Sprouts. Right up in your face, set up, fuck you up like some mace. So fuck your hand out, give a young some space. Give a nigga some ace, give me a that's lace. Sprinkle some Miley in it, watch me take this to my face. The snitch is the shooter, they took time away from this case. Holy shit, oh Lord, where is the world today?
It's what I really be smoking, and I really be drinking. It's what I really be smoking, and I really be drinking. It's what I really be smoking, and I really be drinking. I be going through some things, you don't know what I be thinking. It's what I really be smoking, and I really be drinking. It's what I really be smoking, and I really be drinking. It's what I really be smoking, and I really be drinking. I be going through some things, you don't know what I be thinking. What this industry smoke to me is one big lick. I walk inside of a building till an A&R nigga strip. Tell him I need all of my chips. My life been no Section 8. I've been a welfare case. AFDC pump fake. Meanwhile I'm grinding cause drug money ain't like rap money. 4 white kilo snow bunny. Equal one whole show dummy. I'm on this tour bus and I'm f***ed up. I got a bad car. They kill Braves. They kill Chad. My big homie pup. Puppy eyes on my face bruh. And I really been drinking. What the f*** I really been smoking. What the f***. I'm the sober one, but I'm so stressed out I can't focus. Hide out when I ride out, ski mask with the eyes out. Speed pass in the cup, lift me a little Ocho. I'm young, hop out, 2 tears in a bucket. I feel like, get the price of fame. Recognize my pain, it's all I know. All I want, but I'm out here though. Call my troops like vomit notes. I'm on this tour bus and I'm f***ed up. I got a bad call and it's all bad. Off OG with my OG and some OE by the tall glass.
I whip it, it's and I whip it.
Drinking. I be going through some things, you don't know what I've been saying.
drinking, it's what I really be smoking. And I really be drinking, it's what I really be smoking. And I really be drinking. I be going through some things, you don't know what I be thinking.
PM Hyman Radio Live. We are here with you tonight, Hump Day Wednesday, Relationship Wednesday. We're going to throw around some various topics that may come to mind between the different comrades in the squad. First, let's get to them. We have with us Wizzy down south somewhere in the Sunshine State, as they call it.
That's right.
General, the hip-hop informer, as he likes to dub himself, Mr. T.M. Hyman. That's him.
What up, world?
What's cracking with you, homie?
Thanks for rocking. Hey, Sunshine State it is, unlike where you are. Brr.
Yeah, you know. Hey, man, you know. We cool as a fan out here, though. Yeah, that's pretty big damn fan, but we cool, though. Pretty big dance, man. So, and we are going to stay in the Sunshine State. We're going to bring forth to you all the way from, what's that place, Plant City? It's the itty-bitty Plant City, right?
It is.
Itty-bitty Plant City. Okay. We have with you the mature one, the hot one, the Sister Scott one, the usher that gives you the tithe envelope one. You know, you got to give it the
tithes
envelope.
Better be on time. That's right.
Give the tithes envelope for the building fund. Hot chocolate.
Right.
I'm good with you, mama.
Happy hump day, everyone. Good to be seen. Good to see everybody, too.
No doubt. No doubt. Yo, check it. I just did that, I just taped that the exercise video I was telling you about. You ain't about to hit YouTube. It's crazy.
Yep. You want to
fit, the fitness bit,
get fit for the summertime?
Yeah. Huh? What'd you say?
I'm not trying to do no crazy insanity type workout. So is that that's what it is, I'm going to have to sit it out. I need something a little more less.
Nah, son, but here's the thing, though. It's like stuff that you can do with your straight body weight. You know what I mean? You don't need no real materials for none of this. Sputum, you might, you know, can enhance it. For the most part, you can get busy off of this joint by yourself. I'm trying to tell you. After performing all those exercises, I'm sore right now, and I'm in shape. So this is something
involved?
That'll bust your ass. Nah, no pull-ups. Not this one. Not this one.
Okay, well then, yeah, we can rock then. Okay.
Yeah, no pull-ups. Not this one. That'll be on the next one. I'm going to start doing a series of these.
Okay.
Whatever.
I'll bite. I'll bite.
Yes,
I'll give it the 90-day trial.
Yeah, see what I'm telling you, yo. This the joint that I got in store, man. It'll get you right. Promise you.
Okay.
What's that six pack look like over there, T? You ready for the summertime or what, man?
Hey, I'm getting ready for the summertime, but I need those tips and techniques to help me to get it cut for real. Looking forward to it.
Okay. All right, just making sure I'm trying to get everybody's six-pack look like mine.
Oh, my God.
You know how real it is, son. Stop fronting.
Hey, we're going to have to Instagram some of those before and after pics so people can know it's real.
I could dig it.
I guess.
What's that supposed to mean?
You think you're working with a 10-pack versus a six-pack. That's what you think.
Yeah.
All right, well. Cole, you be the judge of that. I'll let you be the judge of it.
I mean, you know, the whole Instagram TM Hyman family world can be the judge of it. I'm a little concerned about my own before and after pictures, but if we're all going to do it,
it. Hey, so all I'm saying is, you know, we seeing is believing, people. We not from Missouri. We East Coast, but I'm just saying, to help to push the product, you know, as well, to show the before and the after, you know, that's the credibility,
true,
the testimony. Hey, for those who are
no
just
doubt
tuning in, it's Hump Day Wednesday. Say James on the Wheel of Steel, he's talking about his new training video he got coming forth. And we're going to pause for the calls, come right back. Sage gonna tell us a little bit more. Listen, for real, I'm trying to get cut for the summer. I'm down.
Me too.
Then bang with your boy.
We're gonna figure out what we can do to get it popping this summer. We'll be right back.
Easy.
There's a few with angels moving around me. I just worship him for all he's done for me. It's a new day. I have been born again.
$100 million and a bad bitch. Plus that paper chasing, it done turned me to a savage. Groupies in the lobby, they just trying to get established. God, I've been guilty fornicating from my status.
All I wanted was $100 million and a bad bitch. Plus that paper chasing, it turned me to a savage. Groupies in the lobby, they just trying to get established. God, I've been guilty fornicating from my status. Loving the oh yeah, they say in the new day that he says it. But when Ollie turn up and be Ollie, you can't never take back, but take back the cash. Till you could go on and make up lies. But I'm so sanctified, I don't sweat it. Wipe my forehead with a handkerchief and wash my sins in the blood of Jesus. People saying, yeah, we need another Jesus. Lames try to tell me, cut the wildin' out. But who the is you reaching? Pass me 30 bottles, champagne procession. That's that holy water, take the fire refreshing. God sent me a message, said I'm too aggressive. Really? Me? Too aggressive?
His blessing wash away my sin.
$100 million and a bad bitch. Plus that paper chasing, it done turned me to a savage. Groupies in the lobby, they just trying to get established. God, I've been guilty fornicating from my status.
Keys to my success, I get new keys and new address. That I date don't get degrees, but they can dress. CEO's amazing, make grilled cheese for you the best. Major coke figure, I'm the fresh David Koresh. Soldiers all in cadence, new Mercedes cadet. Ballman uniform, you know Donda's design the vest. Double M, that be the army, better yet the Navy. Baby, see me in that race, wanna have my baby. All I wanted was $100 million in the bag. Now I want 200 in Minaj in my palace. Walking out the jeweler with no motherfucking balance. Somewhere in Jamaica, I'm still holding on my chalice. Rims on my Ferrari, my bitch said that I was childish. Till I fucked the girl, a girl tweeted that I was childish. When we fucked again, she told me that was just some bash. I walk into the room, you can't even hear all the silence.
PM here in Itty Bitty Plant City. We are back, the team, the crew, TM Hyman Radio Live. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, joined by the general himself, T.M. Hyman. Save James. It is Wednesday, Hump Day, Relationship Wednesday, and we're not going in any particular direction tonight, so this ought to be very interesting, the topics that we will be touching on. But before we jump into that, we need to hear a little bit about our boy Save James's adventure to get us all fit, back ready, beach ready, summertime, cookout ready, club set ready, travel
all
ready,
that.
Body
warm weather
healthy,
ready. Yeah.
Yes, and healthy,
all
by
that.
The way, healthier.
I can't leave that out. Yeah, basically, you know, I'm going to start a series of these different exercise videos, and it's going to be like a mixed style of conditioning, body weight, and strength training exercises or whatever. And I've been doing a lot of research and looking at a lot of different exercises, a lot of different examples of circuit training, because that's the big new trend in working out, circuit training. Now, circuit training is just when you consistently do one exercise to another with little or no rest in between exercises, either for a certain amount of reps or for a certain time frame per exercise.
That's that T25. That's that T25 I'm doing right now. Crazy.
Yeah, exactly. So it's the circuit style training is huge. So having your own, being able to design your own circuit for specific body parts and everything to enhance the performance of specific body parts is the new wave right now. And that's what these videos are going to start highlighting. Now, I'm not going to front. A lot of these moves you can find in different, in various other trainers that may have the same approach. But like I said, the way I'm setting up these workouts, they're specifically targeting on certain areas. Like some would just be for the shoulders. Some could just be for the back. Some could be for the whole upper body. Some could be for the entire body. Some could just be for the legs and abs. You know, so it's different categories to where they can go. And like I said, not to say I'm reinventing the wheel, but the spin I'm using a lot of endurance, strength, agility, and quickness, speed, agility, and quickness training, what they call SAQs, along with a lot of MMA style training moves.
Work.
So let
me help the people to understand that what makes you credible enough to be able to give advice on fitness. Help the people understand what you just accomplished.
Okay, I'm certified as a personal trainer through the standards of NASM, which stands for the National Academy of Sports Medicine, and they are the, I would say, for lack of a better term, the cream of the crop when it comes to personal training and sports science, sports medicine comprehension. So they're
okay.
Like, I would say, the Harvard of personal trainers schooling. As they say,
so you
it's
are
accepted
certified.
Everywhere.
So you're certified.
Trained.
I just wanted to make people understand that you're certified before I ask this question, to keep in step with Relationship Wednesday, because I know one of the other things outside of money, why relationships, specifically marriages, fall apart. Finances is the number one thing, but number two, it is appearance. You lose the attraction. Mm. She doesn't look like she used to look. He has a stomach that doesn't look the same. So my question to you, Save, as it relates to relationships, what can people in relationships do in the house, using, again, wherever they are, what can you do to trim the fat? Because men and women need to keep the fat to a minimum or bring the fat down in the stomach. What can you do? What can we do, tip-wise?
90% of that is diet. I mean, there's no other way to get around it. You got to change how you eat. You got to change the quantities that you eat. You got to change the consumption rate of certain eating, of certain foods, of certain
portion
types of
control.
Foods. Portion control. I mean, you got to color. You got to give your plate some color. You need some natural fiber.
Stay away from the buffet. Stay away from the buffets.
Stay away from the buffets
for
if you're trying to control your weight. Because that's portion out of control situation right there. You can do what you want in there. And those that have weight problems, meaning that they can't wait to eat, buffets should be at the bottom of the list. You know what I'm saying?
Like myself.
So, you know, and I'm a
good
some more buffets. Yeah, there's nothing like it. I can't even front on that. You know what I'm saying? But see, I'm on the other side of the spectrum. I'm trying to gain weight. I need to get to 210 before my trip in June. You understand what I'm saying? I'm right now, I'm at 206, 207. So I'm going in the right direction. So just know, when it gets to 210, I'm not going to be able to find a lot of my shirts anymore. I'm just letting you know that now. I just have a strange feeling.
Well, what
is going to rip?
What's the 210 goal about? What and what?
It's just a personal thing. It's just a personal thing. I just like the way 6'4", 210 sounds. It just sounds like it goes together, doesn't it?
Okay. I don't know.
Sounds like it just goes. You got to say it together, though. It goes together.
It's the avatar. It's the avatar that he's created that's manifesting.
Got you. That's
it.
Okay.
You know? Mm-hmm. So, but 90%, like, getting back to what I was saying, 90% of that is diet. And then on top of that, what you're going to need to do to start to trim away at what's already been caked up after you kind of, and diet is a whole other conversation for another day. All right. I maybe give you some points on that, but I'm only going to give you the visual of the tip of the iceberg. You're not even going to get the tip of the iceberg. You're just going to be able to see it passing by. But cardio is important to trim. Any kind of excess fat that's not being used, that's just extra storage. Okay, cardio is major. You got to do at least 150 minutes of cardio for the week. All right? So at least that much. That's the minimum you should put in. You know what I'm saying? More is definitely recommended. But, you know, you should at least try to get that much in the within a seven-day week. And that way you can keep your heart rate at a normal rate, because that's important. Keep your blood pressure low. That's also important. And it's just almost a trickle-down effect. You'll be able to keep, you know, you'll be able to, you'll be able to control. You need more, what's what I'm looking for, hydration. So you're going to need more water, which also balances a lot of the organs internally. You know, it's just like Toya always brings up all the time, Dee Dee's Health and Wellness. Like, she brings up all the time that, well, not all the time, but before, how when you drink water first thing in the morning, that helps flush out a lot of the toxin out of the system.
Right.
Water is, like, very key in man's existence on Earth.
Right.
And I drink a gallon of water a day. Okay, so it's like it's constantly flushing out, you know, your internal organs that filter any kind of fluids. So, you know, it's more to it
right.
than that.
And
like
folks,
we're
not trying to preach to you tonight. We're not trying to preach to you. Everybody's not stretching.
Trying to get you right,
you know,
though.
For 6'4", 220. We 210. We get that.
210.
Everybody's
210.
Not 210. A health and wellness nut. But as it relates to, again, relationships, nobody wants to be with someone who's unattractive. Bottom line,
word.
And you know,
right.
you we're gonna love you unconditionally, but sometimes, you know, when you wonder why that person's stepping out, they're stepping out because you just kind of let yourself go. Get back in control. Get some discipline in your life. When we come back, we'll keep it in step. And listen, make it fun. Do it together. Walk with your boy.
Word.
Or let
I'm
your
trying
boy
to
help you. Let them drag you if you're too heavy. Come on, let's get it together.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Hump Day Wednesday.
I'm telling you. I'm trying to tell you, you work out together, y'all going to work out a little bit more after that. I'm trying to tell you. That's all I'm saying.
120 minutes is not a lot either. It's not a long time. It's 2.5 hours.
Not a long time.
All week.
That's it.
It's not 24. We try to help you all this hump day.
And help ourselves.
I need it. I need those things.
Always.
I'm always out kicking flavor. I always been a damn player. And it's always a hey. Always, always keep me some paper. I'm always out kicking flavor. I always been a damn player. And it's always a hey. Always, 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 always
always. Hey. I'm always on alert. Yeah. Always with a strap. I don't never go wrong. Nah. Always use a hat. Hey. Always blow the sack. Yeah. Always get it back. Hey. Anytime I make a play, always make a cap. Always. 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 Always with a freak. Hey. New face every week. Always getting sheets. Always tame a sheet. Always on flash. New York last week. $1,500 for the shoes on my feet. Always on another. Already hit twice, now try three beats. It's always a fool. You mad at me, cause your bitch on my Twitter begging for a retweet. And my DM look like a strip club, cause the naked pictures all on my IG. Yeah. I always keep me some paper. I'm always out kicking flavor. I always been a damn player. And it's always a always keep me some paper. I'm always out kicking flavor. I always been a damn player. And it's always a always
been 100, but it's always a for stopping my money. I always find a way around that, cause I always got me some bomb air. Always in the coat room, always screaming, lay it down, don't move. Always keep a bitch on deck in the for the threat, cause the game that we playing ain't no rules.
Always
torn, always got a warrant, always see the judge in the morning.
Always
shackled from the wrist to the ankle, and it never saying I'm sore.
Always
run around hiding them, geeked up looking like try me. Always been a thing about mine, always been a thing about swinging that.
I always keep me some paper. I'm always out kicking flavor. I always been a damn player. And it's always a always keep me some paper. I'm always out kicking flavor. I always been a damn player. And it's always a
always riding in that new wheel.
You know?
Always see me with a new
boot.
Couldn't
know?
Walk a mile in my shoes if the shoe fit. I got some other money, I don't know what to do with it.
Hey!
Rich, snowboarding out of Salt Lake.
Hey!
Mind your business, pay attention with the boss say.
You know?
Crack your egg, put it back in the cart. You wanna be famous, now your face on the cart. Part of my friends doing shows out in Paris. Presidential West the Hilton had to call Paris. I was cool with your bitch since you talk about marriage. Come around my hood, you gon' have to have plans. I'm the king of the trap. Aim game nice, born mean with the strap. Always talking about money, all I need is the rack. Long
to the back. I always keep me some paper. I'm always out kicking flavor.
You know?
I always been a damn player.
You know?
And it's always a
hey.
Always
Rolex, always Vivienne. Sky dwell on my wrist and I got a president. Always got the heater, bad bitch, the Mona Lisa. Poured up by the leader and the beamer with the features. Always get money, you can tell by these specs. What, I jumping off a new leg. And I like a cooler when I got the brand new. That's a dude, what, watch all the dude. What, rich, it's the wrist, it's great. I done dropped a couple bricks from a wrist and look sunny. And your wrist look cloud, I done talked 100 styles. Got money, let it pound, got a cool, green mound. Got snow, I need a pound. Get to the money, we got blue paper. Got a million out Decatur, always going up, always not a better. Whoa.
I always keep me some paper. I'm always out kicking flavor. I always been a damn player. And it's always a always keep me some paper. I'm always out kicking flavor. I always been a damn player. And it's always a
Maybach music.
We always own on Mondays. We always own on Wednesdays. We always own on Fridays. Woo woo! 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. And we keep that ratchet on deck. Up in here,
hot. On deck.
Hey, TM, what's poppin'? What's good? Hey, thanks for rocking with us, everybody. Can I say something real quick?
I just want to give the listeners for those last couple joints, because I've been, you know, going a little ham with the ratchetness. That was DJ Scream with Q, Gunplay, and Waka Flocka. Always. The last show we had was Rick Ross, Sanctified. That was off that Mastermind joint. The first one we had open the show was YG and Kendrick Lamar. that really be. Yo, that one right there, you need to listen to that joint of your whip. I'm telling you. You're going to feel another way about it. Because I rocked with that joint right there. That one was kind of tough. It sounds like 93 West Coast Rider Academy type joint. You know what I mean?
Always.
Feels like it. Might feel like the bass is up under your seat.
Right. Yeah, nah, yeah, I got that knock. So, you know, everything sounds better. Everything sounds better when knocking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yo, so can y'all help me understand what really is going on with Robin Thicke and Paula Patton? I mean, is this publicity? Is this real? What's going on?
I think it is. I think it's publicity.
I was going to say I don't really care, but in the grand scheme of things, if it's going to, you know, produce fantastic music, I'm hoping that it's real and it's worth the BS, because it sounds so ridiculous. Like, maybe it's just because of the information that I received. I received information that it was regarding, did you all see the picture where he was, like, it looked like just from the frontal view, he had his arm around a young lady and they were taking a picture, but there was a mirror behind them and the mirror kind of shows him palming basketball, gripping the girls behind. So
yeah, I did see that picture.
So from what I'm hearing, that's the last straw, because there were other indiscretions, I guess, discussed or discovered with the same young lady. Don't have any information on what her name is, who she is, anything like that. That's just what I got. So if that's it, I just hope for the sake of their son they can work everything out. I'll say that.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't realize they had been together since they were teenagers. So they've kind of grown up together.
Yes.
Which I understand why they would want to hold on to it.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't think it's all the way over yet, because of the history precedes the relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes.
It's random. We're talking about random things tonight, so that was just random for me, but in the land of relationships. But since we're talking random and we're talking celebrity and we're talking just doesn't make sense, what the hell is going on with Chris Brown? In jail, and I understand that's where he's going to be. Clearly,
what'd he do?
Chris violated his rehab conditions. Have been in jail for about 4 days.
How did he violate rehab? He's smoking blunts. What is he doing?
I don't know.
I'm about to find out in a second.
He did something that really violated the conditions. But I mean, this is like somebody whose life is totally out of control. I'm thinking
it is,
because we know that where Rihanna's from, they practice voodoo. And I'm thinking somebody didn't put some kind of root on him.
You know, you're not the first person that I've heard say that.
It's back-to-back ridiculousness, and I'm thinking that somebody's put some kind of voodoo hex on him.
And did we know that Rihanna and Drake are dating again? Or
They had a little quickie in the club out in the UK somewhere, yo. They caught Drake going to the bathroom and she followed in and she like trailed in there a couple seconds later, or whatever. And the dude that was there was like, "Oh, stop! She going to the bathroom, go!" And they had like some kind of UK accent word. And then he came out first or whatever. Yeah, they back on hard body, I think. Like hard body.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but TM, you're not the first person that I've heard give that as a possible reason for his continued spiraling.
He's clearly out of control. And I'm thinking it has a lot to do with the life that is lived in the public's eye.
So much pressure to
keep up certain, you know, images. I think at this point, he's gone so rogue that whole bad boy image that he's trying to keep up is going to lead him totally to his demise.
Yeah.
It sounds like he is
walking that plank for real.
He needs a mentor.
He needs somebody to really take him under their wing and really show him, to help him to understand. Because, I mean, he's on the wrong path, definitely. He's on the wrong path.
Yeah, and I'm surprised that he doesn't really have that. Or that he didn't have that earlier on, then he may not, you know, kind of be in the position that he's in right now.
But see, I think when you have money, money is power, and you have so many people around you that's telling you yes, and very few people telling you no, it leads to that type of out of control, I think, lifestyle. And again, what's on the outside looking in? But man, I mean, this is one guy that life has been on public display, literally. I mean, his relationship. I mean, just his relationships, period. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want y'all all up in my business.
Yeah,
and
I
could drive anybody crazy.
Mine.
So I'm saying that could drive anybody crazy. Yeah, Kanye be flipping out on cats, and everybody's all in his business. You know what I mean?
Kanye just went to court last week. Kanye went to court, you know, for one of his episodes flipping out. You know, and so big up to Kim and Kanye for really, really pressing through all the minutia. And did I just pronounce that correctly?
You did.
And just for trying to do the right thing. Now, I don't know how you make a whole housewife. I just really don't know. But big up to them.
Yeah.
Number.
Yeah,
well,
I hope he's getting ready to do it.
Yeah,
I mean,
how you gonna make a song, "Babe, I wish you had this on tap"? This would be a great segue. So just hit us with whatever you got. How you gonna make a song about gold digging and then you turn around and marry a gold digger?
And get one, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely.
Hey, what a network. Real people, real talk, real times. See your mama radio. It's not 37. That's crazy. That's just crazy.
Just the life.
Ratchetness, big life. Trap Lord season begins.
Say ratchet, trap Lord.
Now repent your sins. This here beginning on the motherfucking check in. You know I have to hang out here for this, you know, man. You know, we at the All Star game right now. Eyes closed. Swish. Shooting fadeaways from half court. Elbow in the rim and all that. Time of hoes. Y'all still in the D-League doing a layup drill. You heard? You feel me?
Kill that motherfucker with the Magnum 44. Butter chunk snuff near the Magnum on the road. Body full of bullets when they found them on the road.
Attack.
with your back and you taking a nap. Know how to be pumping your body, relax. You talk to me dumb and that's how I react. One arm in the air like I'm waving a cap. The nine is a bitch and she making it clap. I'm palming the fifth like I'm giving a dap. Be ready to scrap when you talk to the trap.
My condolences.
You are now talking to a boss. New bank still round in a boss. Too south for the grill, they toss. White gold deep, no gloss. Young trap love like y'all. Two in the grip, no draws. She rockin' that mic with a jaw. I stole that Nicki Minaj. She pop one pill, no call. Wish you real, she spark. G-Von, G, my b**** just pop. Fuck that life for you niggas, he dumb. Gettin' in the foreign cars. Get that from the foreign bras. Hasta la vista, senor. Go see Allah.
Fergie, kill that mother with the Magnum 44.
Like, we have problems. Platinum, bling bling. Long live ASAP. Number one album in the country, bling blah. Sold out tours. What's next? Trap Lord. Let these motherfuckers have it. Let them know we not playing this year. The limbs never been so relaxed ever. It's lonely at the top. All this shrimp. Nobody to share it with. We ain't tripping up. Y'all walking around with wrinkled silks. Looking crazy.
Yo, what's that dude say, James? When I'm not doing push-ups and shots, I'm giving out free pap smears in the back in between sets on TM Hyman Radio Live. This is the station where you get it all in one stop. Get at us, TM Hyman Radio. We here to stay.
Cause I'm on white, man. Cause I'm on white, man. Mr. White, down here, Fox, I'm on white, man. This one be the remix.
Shoulders, chest, pants, shoes. Shoulders, chest, pants, shoes. Shoulders, chest, pants, shoes. Shoulders, chest, pants, shoes. I pull up at the club, VIP, gas tank on E, but all drinks on me.
Wipe it out.
Fresh kicks, fresh white, tall teeth, fresh NFL hat, fresh bows with the grease.
Wipe it out.
Wanna hit me with the heat? Real, recognize, real, real. Don't speak.
Wipe it out.
Chicken laden, I've been rolling about a week. You can tell I got cake by the diamonds in my teeth.
Wipe it out.
Don't wipe me down. At least put some shoulders on. A night on my town. Sheesh, you should know the cost. Please, we have to deal or pull the roaches off. 300 G's with the V's. No exhaust, 200 G's on my sleeve cause I'm showing off. No clouds in the stones, the EVs all going off. Ladies on the scene, tell her driver spin around. Hit the block, tell her fiends, wipe the rims down. Hit the turf, tell her team, time to hit the town. Hit the club, tell her waiter, order me some bottles. Left the club with a shorty for the Maserati. From the club to the telly, shorty, that's the model. The high got her on me, the ride got her horny. Now the ride's like a... She's doing freaky things while the engine go boom. Roller, we don't need a room. No, she could go while I look up at the moon.
Cause I'm on white man. 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 Cause I'm
car, dash, rims, wheels. Car, dash, rims, wheels. Car, dash, rims, wheels. Car, dash.
B-O-O-S-I-E-B-A-D-A-C-C, that's me.
Wipe it out.
Red bone caramels all along, stop and stare all along, trying to steal my underwear.
Wipe it out.
I like the flow like Rick Ross, got a hiccup, set it off. When I sing it, everybody set it off.
Wipe it out.
Black meat, jam on, play with me, I bust a dome. Ace, rip, on, chrome, you can go.
Wipe it out.
Party like a rock star. Totally dude, the best wanna watch is totally rude. I beg your pardon, but the Benz is so huge. I mean, it made busy. We closing curtains like it's Moulin Rouge. Yeah, I do the honors. I strip your Prada, don't make a banner. Make it rain and call it a baby Jawa. Now wipe me down, cause I'm on, and yeah, I ring bells like that kid named Sean now. Yeah, I had to laugh. 2 million ringtones, had another half. Y'all boys going through the math. Now that's what the fuck I call bringing crack back.
Cause I'm on white man, 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 cause I'm on
hat drop, drop, top, top. Like it's hot yet.
Wipe it out.
You see this ice on my wrist, how it glints soon as the lights hit. You can't lie, the ice stick.
Wipe it out.
Purple got me smelling funky, red monkey, $500 on them. You ain't seen these yet.
Wipe it out.
Beating, you can hear me way around the corner, paint wet with the 24 on it. That's a big
wipe it out.
Nice with the pen, nice. Four pipes on the M. When y'all little dudes see me before you smile and grin. No, it ain't a game, I told you it ain't a game. LV on the buckle, YSL on the frame.
Wipe it out.
This is real talk,
yep.
Stainless steel,
yep, yep.
I'ma put the work in, but when I pass it off,
what?
Trying to cuff her, I just need a couple minutes. Red Bull and Guinness, do my thing, let her.
Wipe it out.
Then I'm finished, Kiss is a menace,
yeah.
Nah, you ain't seen these airs if I'm in them, Polo shirt, yeah, all denim. Sickles on my neck and hand. Better check your man.
Woo.
It's brand new, so I doubt if this could jam. Don't even ask who the best is. Yes, I am. I'm a winner. Therefore, I can't lose. Shoulders in the chest, first in the pants.
White
shoulders,
chest, pants, shoes. Shoulders, chest, pants, shoes. Shoulders, chest,
like
pants, shoes.
Five
shoulders, chest,
man, you
pants, shoes.
White
metal.
Dash, rims, T-block,
wheels,
who else?
Cup,
Joey Crack,
dash,
tell a squad,
rims,
who else? Lil Boosie,
dash, rims, wheels, car, dash, rims, wheels. White now.
Now 917-889-3926 is the number to dial. As always, call and tune in and weigh in and sit in with us, the team, the fam, the network, TM Hyman Radio Live. It's your boy, Save James, right here. We got with us, I would say, 80%, 85% of the entire crew. We have with us the General TM Hyman, the very mature hot chocolate, and tonight, as we speak, it is Hump Day Wednesday, and we will bring on for you now our health and wellness expert, Mr. DD, all the way from Chesapeake, VA. What's crackling out there in the 757?
What's happening, family? Tim, how is everybody doing this evening?
What up, what up, what up, what up?
Mm-hmm. What's going on, everybody? Hump day, woo-woo. Thank you, D. Two more days, what are we doing? Can't wait to do it all over again. thank you for joining us, Tim Hyman family, and listen for tonight's Health and Wellness Wednesday. Happy to be bringing that to you this evening. Before I get started on that, I did want to weigh in really quickly. I just wanted to say you were talking about having random thoughts in that Chris Brown situation, and I am so glad, Terrence, that you said he needs a mentor. That's exactly what I was thinking, is that he needs a mentor. He needs a friend. Apparently his circle is not the appropriate circle, because when you're surrounded by the right people aren't going to let you make a fool of yourself like that. So apparently he doesn't have the right people around him. He needs to start from ground zero, get some mentors, some right people to have his best interest in mind, because, you know, I mean, sometimes money does take you to the left or to the right, and you need that family or those friends just to keep you grounded.
It really does.
So,
and then
he's
a native Virginian, and so we going to hold Chris Brown down on this show. We're not going to bash him.
Right.
Absolutely. I love Chris Brown. I mean, love his music. No, right now he's not the best role model for our kids, but at the end of the day, the boy still is a child. He has a lot of growing up to do. You know, he was a child given a whole bunch of money, and then we expect this
child. I ain't gonna go that far. Call him a child.
I mean, he's
when I say child, I didn't mean child in the sense like he's a little kid. I meant child in the sense that he's younger than me, a lot of years younger than me. So that's what I mean. He's still a child.
He
just hasn't, you know. So that's what I mean. He's just younger than me when I meant a child. He's just,
damn,
you know, he's a young man. He's been given too much money for him to handle, and right now his mind hasn't caught up with the money, with the responsibility in which he's been given with. So, needless to say, moving forward with tonight's health and wellness. Tonight I just wanted to bring you some good old information about a home remedy that your grandma and your mom used to use a million times over, and I'm sure everyone has heard their mom, grandparent, father, somebody say, you know, if you're hurting, if you're aching, muscles hurt, something's going on, go get in the bathtub, put some Epsom salt in it, and soak. Epsom salt seems to always cure everything. Epsom salt and Windex. That's what the old people say, Epsom salt and Windex. I'm not sure what the Windex do. I'll bring that to you next week, but I've got Epsom salt from Genesis for Epsom salt for you tonight.
And ginger ale.
And ginger ale.
And Epsom salt, Windex, and ginger ale. There you go. So, again, most people are very familiar with Epsom salt. I know I use it a lot for my aching feet, because I do stand a lot on my feet, considering I'm a massage therapist. So Epsom salt, what you need to know is that it's a mineral compound. It's composed of magnesium and sulfate. And the reason it is so beneficial is because both the magnesium and the sulfate is easily absorbed into your skin, and it provides so many health benefits. And over 325 of your body's enzymes are regulated by magnesium, which helps reduce inflammation, alleviates hardness of your arteries, improves your muscle and your nerve function. And again, the sulfate helps improve the rate that your body is able to absorb nutrients and the rate at which it's able to flush out toxins. So magnesium and sulfate are two chemical compounds found in Epsom salt, or which make up Epsom salt, and they're both in your body. So that is basically why, you know, Epsom salt and your body work very well together. But I'm going to just drop nine benefits of Epsom salt on you real quick, just so you can see, you know, why it is so beneficial and why, you know, the old folks, older people, and even today still use it. It eliminates or eases stress. If you're stressed, run a bath water, put some Epsom salt in it and soak the as the Epsom salt is dissolved in the warm water, your skin absorbs that magnesium, which helps your body produce serotonin. And when your body produces serotonin, it's a mood chemical that your body produces, or a hormone your body produces. It helps to reduce stress. So again, Epsom salt helps with increasing serotonin. It also helps to eliminate toxins. Any of us who, I mean, everybody puts toxins into their body. You drink water, if you eat, if you smoke, if you stand beside somebody who smokes. Anytime, you get toxins in your body all day long. Epsom salt is very good at relieving. Yes.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Said toxins. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Oh, okay. Okay, so Epsom salt is very good at relieving the toxins. The sulfates are good for drawing those toxins out of your body. Also, I said relieving pain and muscles, very good. Again, soak in a tub of Epsom salt water if you come from the gym, or if you do some type of exercise, or you hurt yourself, or it really doesn't matter if you're just having any type of muscle aches or pain. Run a nice warm bath, put some Epsom salt in there, and just soak. It'll help relieve the pain and any inflammation that you may be experiencing in your muscles or joints, anything like that. Some other tips that Epsom salt is good for, I'll just drop six more on you real quick. In the area of beauty, Epsom salt is good as an exfoliator. You can use that to help clean your face, to exfoliate your skin. You just use some Epsom salt and some coconut oil. Rub that on your face, not too harsh as far as rubbing on your face. Just rub it on your face and help exfoliate dead skin. Epsom salt helps to remove blackheads. And you also can use that as a skin mask. There are different recipes online, or you can contact Sam Hyman Radio Live. You also get some of those recipes that you can make skin masks or skin exfoliating cleansers, things of that sort, with Epsom salt. You can also use Epsom salt in your home and garden. For those out there who are into gardening, or, you know, really into their house, things, getting stuff together for the house, using all natural products, or trying to save money without, you know, going out and buying a whole bunch of stuff, You can clean your bathroom tiles with it. It's good for as a cleaning product. You can use it as a dish detergent. You can also use Epsom salt to help fertilize your plants. The magnesium and the sulfur that's in the Epsom salt is very good for your flowers and good for your vegetables, good nutrients for the soil. And it also helps give you greener grass. I know in the neighborhood in which we live in, green grass is like you're the king of the block if your grass is the greenest. You don't have a pretty, you might not have any other curb appeal, but if you got some pretty green grass, you are the king, not the king, the king of the block. So,
what
I would tell my mom to do, I'm going to say, we're going to go out there and sprinkle some Epsom salt down as opposed to calling True Green, which is going to cost $200-$300 in order to fix the brown grass. I'm going to just pour some Epsom salt on that to get that grass growing beautifully. So there's just a couple tips. Nine little things that Epsom salt is beneficial for. It's beneficial for a lot of other things. You don't want to bombard you with all that tonight. But those nine things are, very good places to start. If you want to just bless somebody with some of that information, you can. If you want to use some of that, it's very beneficial to you as well. I do recommend that as a massage therapist. I use Epsom salt in my practice as well. It's very good. I've been using it all my life. So I just wanted to just bless y'all with that information. Again, it's Wednesday. Health and Wellness Wednesday. Whoop, whoop. Glad to bring that to you. Thank you again for joining us. TM Hyman Live. Hump day.
Hump day.
Hey. Trying to find out how to get my grass greener, son.
There you go. That's how
I got you.
Absolutely. Green grass, son. Oh, okay.
Put the neem oil on everything. Y'all, neem oil is the best. Something good for you. Yeah. I'm not bringing neem oil to you next week, but I'm going to bring a different oil to you next week. This oil is better than olive oil, but y'all don't know what it is. We're going to wait till next week for it.
I'll tell you about that neem oil. Neem is the only thing that will get rid of a flu. It'll serve as a lotion, and it'll take the wax off your floor.
Hold on. What? And it kill mosquitoes.
Oh, no, sir.
Hold on. And it get rid of bumps off your face, too.
Oh, Lord.
But hold on. Regina. Regina, I know, look, it sounds funny, and it sounds unbelievable, but believe me when I say those things in which we just said, neem oil does work for all of that, literally. And some of those things I actually tried, and it worked.
Wow.
Straight up. Hey, it's 9:57. We'll be right back with more neem oil suggestions. DM Hammer Radio.
Wow.
To show our appreciation for your support.
Make a clap to this.
Thank you, DJs.
Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this. I don't
on. Bug out of chill or be acting ill. No tricks in 86, it's time to build. Eric be easy on the cut, no mistakes allowed. Cause to me, MC means move the crowd. I made it easy to dance to this. But can you detect what's coming next from the flex of the wrist? Say indeed, then I proceed, cause my man made a mix. If you bleed, he won't need no band-aid to fix his fingertips. No amount of there's no rhymes left. I hurry up because the cut'll make him bleed to death. But he's kicking it, cause it ain't no half-stepping. The party is live, the rhyme can't be kept inside of me. Disruption just like a volcano. It ain't the everyday style of the same old rhyme, cause I'm better than the rest of them. Every B is on the cut, and my name is Rakim.
Make a clap to this.
Make a clap to this. Go get a girl and get soft and warm. Don't get excited, you've been invited to a quiet storm. But now it's out of hand, cause you told me you hate me. And then you asked, what have I done lately? First you said, all you want is love and affection. Let me be your angel and I'll be your protection. Take you out, buy you all kinds of things. Make a clap to this. Call the attitude, you need food to eat up. I'm scheming like I'm dreaming on the couch with my feet up. You scream, I'm lazy, you must be crazy. Thought I was a donut, you tried to glaze me. Make a clap to this.
Scrap around that time.
Smurf. Yeah.
The Cabbage, the Roger Rabbit was popping.
The Network.
No
Hold on, the
doubt.
Network.
The Cabbage Patch. This when you was able to go to the party and dance and be cool. Like, you wasn't cool if you couldn't dance at a party back then.
The party for.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Stay home.
You would go there to go sweat. Word.
Right.
Only wallflowers were wax, son. You know what I mean?
You go
they
to the
black girls and they have no rhythm.
Your own tower.
Okay. Check it. All right. Be real. How many actually went to the party back then with a dance routine that you and your homeboy homegirl worked on the block?
Of course.
Like, when this joint come on right here, when this joint come on right here, we're going to do this.
Yes, sir.
I'm just making sure.
Practicing as soon as you get off the bus at the bus stop before you go home.
I'm just making sure y'all experience childhood the proper way. I'm just making sure.
No, absolutely. Sure. I mean, come on. We were mimicking the house party movies, weren't we? I kind of fell off of the house party movement, like House Party 3. I was done by House Party 3.
Yeah, I was finished. I was finished after that. After Bernie Mac was on, that's okay. Enough's enough.
Enough's enough.
You marrying Felicia, dude? Nah, enough's enough. So, like,
memories.
So, back to this, what was this called? This Neem oil?
Yes.
Neem.
Neem. Like finding Nemo without the O?
Yeah, Neem. Neem.
Like Nemo without the O.
Nemo without the O. Okay.
Right.
And even the thing
All right, Nemo. All right, I asked the question back. I asked the question off the air to all the listeners or whatever. I'm gonna repeat the question, but I have another question to ask on top of that. Okay, Davis, you're talking about how, like, you know, when your monthly visitor bumps come up for the ladies, how sometimes your face is a sure-tell sign of, that your cycle is upon you. How when you apply the neem oil to it, upon awaking in the morning, it's a good chance that the intrusion of extra cells or whatever are gone. So, now, I asked her a question. I said, if that's the case, does it cure resolving the hair bumps that sometimes pop up on men's asses due to the pulling of hair of the hair through your underwear? And I'm speaking to those that you know men that inside the private areas, you know, we're manly there, you know, we don't manscape, we don't follow those trends. I'm not trying to be a metro, I'm trying to be a man, you know. And
what is the question?
Does that cure those hair bumps? But now, since I got such a wild response, like, you never heard of hair bumps on the ass, like, you know, come on now. Y'all get hair bumps anywhere, you can get hair bump anywhere.
Nobody said that we didn't hear about them on the ass.
Okay.
That's not what we said.
That's the way y'all reacted.
Listen. Dave, let me tell you the difference between your hair bump and my bump. There's no hair in it. Therefore, neem.
How do I know that? I never met you before. I don't know where you said the bumps are. It could be on your chin. It could be under your neck. I don't know. I ain't never seen it before. I don't know if you got, you know, if you got that Mach 3 on tap. You know what I'm saying?
He already said that Regina might have a hairy butt.
Tell us you got a hairy ass. Okay, all right, now check it. Since we're heavy in estrogen over here, I need to ask the ladies a question. If your man or your significant other had a hair bump on his ass and he had some kind of cream that would cure it overnight and he couldn't reach it, would you put it on for him so he wouldn't be in pain?
Yes.
Hold on. I got a story about that. Hold on.
Yes, I would.
I can speak personally, not to put my business in the street, but rest in peace to my husband because he's no longer here. He didn't have you can call it a hair bump, but this was a boil. And if y'all know what boils are, it's a bunch of toxic waste that builds up in your body in the form of a bump. And it's nothing but a bunch of pus and mucus that collects in this bump and is waiting to bust.
Okay,
therefore, it's kind of similar to a hair bump, and I had to put cream on it. Man, I didn't want to, but I figured because I was his wife, that was my duty. I balled my face up, I closed my eyes, and I cussed him out at the same time I was putting that cream on.
She said she cussed him out.
It was in the crack of his ass? It was in the crack of his ass?
Where was? Yeah, I'm talking about
his hair, yeah. But I put that cream on because I was his wife, because that was my job.
That's right.
I was his girlfriend. I wouldn't have did it.
Damn right.
I,
Take care.
If
Angel
didn't
win, he
would have
been hurting.
But could he not reach it? But let me ask, could he not reach it, or was it that painful?
It was that painful.
Did you use gloves?
I think we all can reach the cracker ourselves. It was that painful for him.
Well, did you use gloves?
What? I used a Q-tip, actually. I started with a Q-tip, but that wasn't working, so I actually had to use my finger because we didn't have gloves, no.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
How did the man who asked the question get grossed out? Oh, I was just asking. Okay, first of all, when you come back from Mars, out wherever you are,
are you in somebody's pocketbook or something?
Well, I tried to put a filter on the microphone.
She's in a microwave right now.
I'm broadcasting from a 1200 watt microwave tonight.
She's in a microwave, son.
Lightly tinted blue.
She's on defrost. But nah, I'm only asking the question just out of sheer curiosity. Because, I mean, I've known people that had those kind of infirmities in that region. And it was very quite uncomfortable for them, you know. And I was just wondering, because you know, I would wonder if somebody significant else would go there for them, you know.
You can use neem oil for everything. You can even use neem oil. Can't you, Diddy? Correct me if I'm wrong, but you can also use neem oil intimately as well.
Mm-hmm. What you mean intimately?
Does it taste like strawberry?
Like Philo, like you uh-uh. really sound like you're sitting on somebody's shoulder talking.
Yeah, it's a kind of a bad connection. We still can hear you though, but it's a little unclear. But no, you can use neem oil. It doesn't have a good smell and doesn't have a good taste. However, essential oils don't have any side effects. So if you were to use them on a body part, like, you know, a private part, you know, it'll be okay.
Right. Can y'all hear that?
Any kind of lubrication, you can use it.
Oh,
okay, I got you. Yeah. So that's easy access with that, huh?
I mean, it might just be sitting on your nightstand and you ran out, and this might be number four, you know, the fourth round. You need some help. The neem oil's right there. It's okay.
Right.
You know? Damn, when you get fourth round?
You didn't know she was a tag team wrestler, did you?
Oh, geez. That's crazy, yo.
I know that's right.
Y'all know.
I love it.
Hey, listen, she didn't say she say round number two or three. She said
four.
That's what I want to know. Where did you find that at?
Where did I try round four from? I'm just saying, I'm going to put in work. I'm just saying.
It's called
Hump Day Wednesday. Get you some neem oil. Hey, you need some neem in your life. Some neem in your life. Hey, we'll be right back.
I'm going to get me some of that. Neem oil. Yes.
It's called D Battery. That's what it's called.
I don't need all that.
Yeah. Okay. Totally intoxicated when he drove across the state line. Rapper gone insane, story on Dateline. Lost his wits, didn't take his meds. When they pulled him over, this is what he said.
I'm a bad mother man.
Shut your mouth.
We'll be talking about
Pharaoh. Mashing in that Aston Martin on the Verrazano Narrows. Greatest of all time in the latest apparel. 80s baby ladies claiming on some Mercedes. Go tell your favorite rapper, eat a bag of baby dudes. They keep singing the same old song. I'ma bring them the pain for saying the name wrong. Got me going insane, I'ma ask you again. Who put these
zone cop. Putting out that the music, call it pop. Playing them games. Suck the shit, fuck it around, but they don't know just who they fuck with.
I'm a bad mother man.
Universal, worldwide. You know my circle. Renegade, on the mic I might just murk you. Put in a network, cause I do work. Every verse is a verse.
I'm a bad mother man.
Universal, worldwide. You know my circle. Renegade, on the mic I might just murk you. Put in a network, cause I do work. Every verse is a verse.
The best liar told a lie inside a room full of liars. The lie was so exciting that all the liars admired. When the truth walked in the building, every liar retired. Deception was defeated and deceit became deleted. They mad cause they can't stop me. Cause I said swag, I got moxie. Lyrically ecstasy, I got that oxy. Cotton poppin', they can't carbon copy, you mock me. Rain, independent off the books. Off the chain, off the hinge, off the hooks. Not a game, I'm not a rook. Y'all know the name, you love the look. Listen, who put these on top? Putting out that the music, call it pop. Playing them games. Suck the shit, fuck it around, but they don't know just who they fuck with.
I'm a bad mother man.
Universal, worldwide, you know my circle. Renegade, on the mic I might just murk you. Put in a network cause I do work. Every verse is a verse.
I'm a bad mother man.
Universal, worldwide, you know my circle. Renegade, on the mic I might just murk you. Put in a network cause I do work. Every verse is a verse. Universal, you know my circle.
All right, 10:16 in the city of Chesapeake, Tim Hyman Radio Live. That was Pharaoh Munch with You Bad Mother. Woo, watch your mouth.
Uh-huh.
I am that I am. Thank you. But tonight we are just sharing some random thoughts, talking about random subjects, and we've spoken about a lot so far this evening, and we'll continue on our Neem topic, our Neem subject next week when I tell you about this other super oil. But I had a random thought or a random, you know, something random to talk about. I want to know, and that, I mean, fairly everybody on the show right now is 30 or and over. I'm going to just say that, 30 and over. I ain't going to put everybody's age on blast. I'm just going to say, what happened to the political rappers? What happened to people who really, who have something on their mind and want to put it to song and make a rap about it? What happened to our cherished ones? And what happened to I can't remember his name. Sit my mind. What's his name? Terminator X and
yo,
this Chuck
generation.
Public
Enemy.
What happened to all the rappers that were talking about something?
They ain't about that life. They ain't about that life.
No, not at all.
They don't care.
And you know what?
About
as
that.
A 30 and over, again, I'm not going to put my age online because I might be more closer to 40 than that, needless to say.
Oh,
I'm
snap.
Like in the middle.
Ain't
nothing
wrong with that, boo. Come on over.
Oh, I love my age, and I am beautiful, you know, to be 25. But I just feel that that part of hip-hop, of rap, is like it's just missing. We have so much of rap talking about so much frivolous things that means nothing, and it might mean something to the kids that come under me, to the, you know, to the youth. But to me, it's like that's what's important to me. I miss that voice that we had that was talking about something conscious, that conscious rap, that political,
right.
That where is Common at? Talking about something that means something, you know? That
concept,
yo, they don't
got
no
anymore.
Love for Common. They don't have no love for Common.
That doesn't sell records.
Successful. Because nobody's buying his music. I mean, listen, do you understand, like, one of the number one songs on the air right now is a song that says, "You remind me of something." You remind me of something. What is that something? Is it a garbage truck? What is it?
He said, I don't know what it is. He said it.
I don't know
you
what it is.
You remind me of something.
But understand, but going back to the point, as far as substance, that is... That is the nature of of where we are right now. You remind me of something. You don't even have to remind me of anything in particular for me to slide your panties to the side. It's all about sex and nothing. Sex and nothing. That's this culture. That's this generation.
And you know what? And that's, but okay, not just with music, but that mind frame, not even just the fact that we don't have that voice is missing. It's not only missing from our music, it's missing from our spiritual lives, our church. It's missing from just our voice in the media, in the political realm, and people making decisions about our lives. It's like this, our generation, our age group, it's like to me we're missing that there's nobody out there that's talking, speaking, that's our voice. Of course, we should be able to do it for ourselves. But, you know, it's like, okay, am I the only one who's thinking? I know I'm not the only one thinking this way. I'm sure there are a couple individuals, one or two out there, maybe not getting all the acclaim they should, but it's like, why have we succumbed to just being thought of as a garbage truck or we don't even have an identity? You remind me of something, and that's just good enough. Why? Why don't we have a, I mean, why aren't we just saying, you know, we're too good for that. We are better than that. Where is the voice of the people that say, you know what, you will respect us. You will talk about us nicely. You will make good decisions regarding our lives. You will give us good health care. You will make good, where are those people at?
Yeah.
Why is it,
Don't hold your breath, man.
I'm not going to die holding on to that one. I understand. My random thought.
I will say this. I believe that there are a lot of, there is a, there is a handful of people. There is a movement of young, and not even just young, but really strong African-Americans that are really putting in work in America to make a difference. But to your question, where are our political foes? Where are those folks who don't mind standing up going against the grain? They're not supported. There's just been a shift in America, specifically in music, where, again, ratchetness is where it's at. If it's not dramatic, if it's not talking about drinking, partying, or getting some sex, then it's not really for me. And so I think, we definitely got to stand up and really pay attention to what's going on in the landscape, because if we don't help to turn the tide, we're going to be in trouble, because music used to be full of those who stood up and talked about, you know, those things that were not necessarily pro-black, but just conscious, things that right. kept you thinking, that's gone.
Yes.
It's not popular anymore.
To think it's not popular.
Come on.
I mean, for what it's worth, I mean, Pac was conscious, even in his messages that he was bringing to the people. You know, I never was the biggest Tupac fan, but the stuff that I did hear, you know, he did bring a message with it. And I respected him for that, for him to have the acclaim that he had throughout the hierarchy of hip-hop as it was told, you know, to be. He held his weight, and he wasn't always talking about the street, gangbanging, drinking and smoking and sex or whatever.
Right.
He had certain, you know, he was bringing certain light to certain issues, and that's why he was loved everywhere, because he was talking about stuff that not everybody had a voice to talk about, would be able to say. So, and I understand that the whole stigma that followed it, but, I mean, that joint died a long time ago. That whole notion of somebody speaking for the people and bringing attention to stuff, that died a long time ago, man. Like, the last person I know of that actually had a shot doing that besides Pac was a dude like Intelligent Hoodlum, and he had all of one single called Arrest the President, and that was it for him. X-Clan, they had to get them out of there because they was too powerful and too strong. And Public Enemy. They used to drop bombs on folks all the time or whatever. They the only one that had somewhat of a platform because they went somewhat mainstream enough to be able to still have their voice and stay in the floor and not be snatched from underneath them. You understand? So, but those that were strictly hip-hop and was just, like, raising the flag, they hear from them dudes after one single, maybe an album. That was it.
I just think we need to encourage that more. We need to say that it's okay to dare to be different, to stand up and use your voice for something good, for something other than talking about sex. And we need to encourage. We don't
good
need
luck.
To be dead. We need to. I mean, I don't want to take that approach or that thought, that, you know, that thought, because to me it sounds like it's like forget about it. There's no need to try. In my mind,
it's not
like,
forget about it.
It's extremely.
I wouldn't say it's
I don't want to
about
forget
it.
About it. I don't want my daughter to be lost in the sauce. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't appreciate old people in government making decisions about me and my daughter. They about to die soon. I mean, Lord forgive. I don't wish death on anybody. But these people, like, I ain't talking about the music. Let's just talk about politics, for instance. People in the government, those dudes in there, they like 60, 70, 80 years old. But they're making decisions about us and our kids after us and their kids that really have no bearing on what's really going on.
I think it takes more people like yourself and like-minded people to come together. This is my idea. I mean, any time that in 2014 we could have a black president, I'm here to say anything is possible. Anything
right.
is possible.
Right.
I mean, but
right.
the question is this. I mean, we have a black president because we put in the work that
right.
was required to put him into office. It took a lot of work. A lot of organizing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's going to take that same type of work in organizing to, I think, turn around the mindset. Because when Save says good luck, I mean, you know, I understand how it sounds. And it's a rude reality, but it just looks like it's a giant in the face of Goliath.
Right.
Because it's such a huge issue. You know what I'm saying?
But I do.
At the same time, I say, you know, anything is possible. We got to be willing to put in the work.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and I want to say this real quick. The Tim Hyman Radio Live Show is a great platform to begin putting in some work, to have a voice, to speak, to dare to be different, to share your thoughts with the world, to your ideas. So that people are out there listening. We have thousands and thousands of listeners. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And we'll be right back just in time for adult talk. It's 10:26, 9:26 in Texas. We'll be right back.
I had to play it. Sorry.
Baby,
I'm
going to make you feel all
right.
I'ma give you what you need, yeah. Everything just right. B said, put it to the left, don't listen to the hype though. Got a cup in your hand, baby sitting, but you ain't got no kiss. We ain't leaving till it ain't no more left. Can't see no time on the roller. I can tell you a freak gon' show it. Looking for the after party with a dough at. Dough on the flow like a dough mat. Baby, you know where to throw that. Yeah. What your name is, I don't really care who you came with, unless you got a couple friends look like you, my bad if my ex try to fight you, roll up soon as I roll in, security better get with the program, too deep ain't nowhere to sit, so high ain't nowhere to land, you remind me of something missing, missing, you got my full attention, listen, let go of the tension, if I get a minute I'll put your bad ass in detention, put your panties I'ma make you feel alright, 'cause I'ma give you what you need, yeah. Mommy, you remind me of something. You remind me.
Baby, let me put your panties to the side. I'ma make you feel alright. Cause I'ma give you what you need, yeah.
It's 10:30 on the East Coast. It's 7:30 on the West Coast. In the middle, figure it out. You're listening to Hama Radio Live, and I'm in Boston. So we got Steve, hot chocolate, Dee. Y'all keep saying I sound like I'm in a closet, but I'm not.
You do.
Sounds like it.
That's how you doing jumping jacks while you're talking, son.
I can. That's not even possible, yo.
I was meant to give you a hard time, so.
It's all right. I'm not meant
to.
I already knew it was going to be a problem.
Good.
Like,
we forgive you.
At least it don't sound like chicken. How about it don't sound like fried chicken, though?
That's better.
Can I get credit for that?
Sound like you were the chicken soup. Oh, you are the big chicken tonight.
Chicken.
You had enough 2-for-1 flyers?
Hey, 10:31. Hey, we are smoothly cruising into adult talk inside this Hump Day Wednesday with that dude, Safe James. Wow.
Yeah, I don't have the sounder for this one, but my cape is flapping. But anyway, let's jump right into it. Hey, I was talking with some chick, wasn't too long ago, but she was telling me about, you know, a situation that she had with the gentleman, and things got kind of, you know, physical, and then when she, you know, got down to, you know, they was about to get down to it, and, you know, things were disrobed. She was turned off by the fact that homeboy still had the turtleneck down there. Now, I'm asking the ladies on the panel, is that something you can look past at this point in your life? Or are you guys going to hold the same kind of response?
Hey,
first of all,
you got to help him understand the turtleneck, bro. Everybody that don't get
I'm bugging off that back right there. He said the turtleneck. He did.
All right.
He did. No, I know what he's talking about.
Yes,
I'm just baffled.
Yes, that's exactly
that's, wow.
I understand that it may be a cultural thing. I understand it may be, you know, how certain tenets in their life are followed. I'm not, you know, not casting judgment upon that. But it is what it is. Is that a deal breaker? And not even just that is a deal breaker. I just want to know what are some deal breakers when it comes to making the next push to make this something legit between you and this person. What are some potential deal breakers that you have encountered or could be?
Answer the
question first.
Is the turtleneck a deal breaker?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Not necessarily.
Yes. No, I'm going to say not necessarily. It depends.
Not necessarily.
So why
I ran into a couple
of
turtlenecks in my past.
Me too.
Why? Okay, because... Okay, first of all, so if they're already well endowed, right? And
nobody says, see, you're adding stuff to it. You're adding stuff to it.
I'm speaking from my experience, and from my experience, I don't want it no more. So what I'm saying is, for me, that's a deal breaker. Because, yeah, that's, mm-mm.
And but you didn't say why.
Right.
Why?
Why?
Because,
well,
why'd
she
he
think
had a
about it?
And he was well endowed. Is that the reason?
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, because it takes work. Like, at this point in life, yeah, I can't do all that. I'm gonna say
for me it depends because everybody's turtleneck doesn't fit the same. Some you have
true.
A real loose turtleneck.
True, Didi.
Real snug turtleneck.
True.
Wow.
So at the same time, it's like, but also I also look at the person. I can tell if the person with the turtleneck makes sure his turtleneck is spotless. Because that's the number one concern when you have turtlenecks is how spotless and how clean it is. So so at that moment, I'm going to say this. You pull your pants down, okay, it's not going to be all guns a-blazing. We're not going in immediately. I'm going to have to pump the brakes for a second, and I'm going to have to look at what I'm working with. Let me take your turtleneck
out.
Yeah,
you got to give it an inspection.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go from there because if it's too, too loose, if your turtleneck is hanging, it's not even on your neck, we're going to have to
sun.
You got to go.
Ew.
You need some elasticity.
Ew.
You know, we can work with it. You
right,
ask the
if
question,
it's snug.
You ask the question, here's the answer.
That's right. Yes. It must be snug.
Thank you, thank you, Hot Chocolate. Thank you.
That's right.
Thank you, Hot Chocolate. Yes. So it just depends. And then, because, I mean, some people, they tell them that it's not only not spotless, it stinks. It's just,
yeah.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
So I'm
weak.
Not going to say it's a deal
he's
breaker.
So weak.
Individual case-by-case basis.
Case-by-case basis. And TM is over there hysterically weak. I don't think he can even catch his breath right now. So weak.
This is disgusting. Where did I start?
So
that's what you get. You ask the question and here's your answer.
Real talk, real people, real time.
This changes
there you
everything,
go.
Man.
For real.
Yo,
can we not
hey,
call it
hey.
Turtleneck, though? I mean,
I know,
man.
Hold on.
Let's pause.
Can we
pause.
Be grown?
Save has definitely started something here. We going to pause.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Did.
I don't want to. Yeah, I'm dead now. This
yeah, you did. Say,
oh,
I got one more
now.
Other deal breaker. I got
I
one
know.
More deal
okay,
breaker.
Well, as long as they got nothing to do with a wardrobe malfunction, I'm good money. You dig what I'm saying?
No wardrobe. No
let's
wardrobe
go to this music right here.
I woke up this morning, this is insane. Rich as a motherfucker and ain't much change. Open my eyes, no surprise, I'm with a different bitch. Different day, different ass, different tits. Strap under my pillow, I done went legit. I'm not supposed to do this shit, but I forget. The true principles of life are supply and demand. Guess if you never sold dope, it's hard to understand. My man got knowledge of self and my back guard. Find out today's mathematics from that Mac guard. My temper volatile, grew up a violent child. Fuck a boy scout, I ate your ass out. Nigga, nice chain, dice game, try your luck. Shoot a couple head cracks, leave while you up. I'm a fly nigga, my denim vintage. Gold medal round my neck like I won the Olympics. We came from nothing, now they saying we straight. You got that? Nigga, hold up. Hold on, let Ye hold the strap, son. It's cool. Hold on, we got bail money, whatever. These niggas is watching every dime we make. Y'all niggas gotta chill. Hold up, hold on. Be cool about this shit, relax. Hold on. We want that deluxe apartment in the sky with a clear view. Instead we get the D's in the rear view. We learn to play the game how it's supposed to be played. And so you know you violate, you're supposed to be sprayed. It's not a big deal to me, stay calm. I shoot the shit out of a nigga, then call a barrel bond. If I don't do this shit myself, bet I get it done. Shit on my nigga, you shit on me. We a one, used to do graffiti. Now look, we major, don't make me write my name. Cross your face with the razor. Re-up, new dope, they said it sampled the bomb. This shit can take a two, then we cut the bitch with a one, Watch the thing stand in line for the potency. No lactose involved, pure cocoa leaf. You can sniff that or cook that to my belief. That money coming in like we run the street. Came from nothing, now they saying we straight. That's a bet. Nigga, hold up. Buy my phone better. Hold on.
Nigga, you got a gambler, bro. I'm winning. You lose.
These niggas is watching every dime we make.
You got the gambling problem.
Hold up. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah. What's up? What we doing? This shit go how I say it go when it's time to expand. So say it's over your dead body and that's the plan. You a gangster for real. You ready to ride. Nigga, you gon' die bad case of too much pride. Check my DNA, homie, I'm a different kind. Hit the speed dial that quick, I'll get your line. We don't want your block, just cop the work from us. The niggas you call allies can't be trusted. That rollie all go, I got the Midas touch. Sometimes it's hard as hell not to touch stuff. On the phone, I heard Ye smack the shit out of Kid. Now Jimmy got life, go smack him again. When it's war, it will be war to the bitter end. If they ever say we lose, I start it again. That sneaky nigga spray that semi at your mama crib. With a silencer, we couldn't even hear the shit.
Ain't for nothing, now they saying we spray.
I don't fuck with them.
Nigga, hold up, man. Hold on.
These niggas is roaches, man.
Hold on.
Dirty ass niggas.
These niggas is watching every dime we make.
Boy, you better be easy.
Hold up.
I ain't playing
hold
with you,
on.
Boy. Boy, you must have bumped your motherfucking head or something, boy. I don't give a fuck about that old school shit. Fuck my, you got me fucked up, nigga. Yeah.
TM Hyman Radio Live, Hump Day Wednesday.
Why you mad, Curtis? Why you mad?
Hey, that's him, right? 10:41 p.m., 917-889-3926. Got a few more moments left in the show, and what I mean to tell you, this crew right here is out of control. T.M. Hyman, the General, I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. Save James, the question man who does not like the answers.
I don't like the guys. I don't like the examples.
Adam
C. Lo Boston. That's what I'm saying. There's too much vivid explanation. It's unnecessary.
It is
yo,
necessary
I mean, like,
when
like,
you ask the question.
Like Didi went to the left. Didi went to the left with it.
I mean, all the way. She jumped straight out the window, son. Straight out the window with it. Word is bond. And I'm just sitting there like, yo,
when the window's open, that's when you're supposed to jump.
I answered the question.
You jumped. Yeah, but I mean, just a little bit too. You, I think you went a little bit above and beyond a Call of Duty. We didn't need any kind of exact descriptions in vivid details and memories.
Oh,
nah, yo, son, you talking about how you washed the ring around the collar with Tide and all of that, nigga? Yo, we don't want to hear all that, man. Come on, man. We good.
That determines whether or not it's a deal breaker or not.
Yeah, and I didn't need to know.
That's right.
I didn't want to know the contingencies. That wasn't the question. Yes or no. Is it a deal breaker or not? I didn't ask for contingencies.
Okay. The second part, well, hold on here, Dave. Here's the second part to your question. You said, what are other deal breakers? And yes, that manscaping thing that you mentioned, that manscaping thing, that is a deal breaker for me personally. I don't know about the other ladies, but for Hot Chocolate and CeeLo, but you better manscape. I already said on this show one time before, we are not in eighth grade. We are grown around here. And you know what? Even if you don't cut it all off, trim it up. You grown. It holds older. You sweat. Clean it. Cut it down. Let it start fresh. Let it grow new. Clean that up.
Let it start fresh.
We don't need to be a forest. That's just not right. It's not fair to me. It's not fair.
How do they clean it? And without getting hair bumps. Does anybody know that?
How do they clean it without getting hair bumps? You never shave against the grain, and you have to keep it shaved on a consistent basis. And if you get hair bumps, that means you need to use a different razor because the razor you're using is irritating your skin. Or if you're still getting hair bumps, try some neem oil to help calm down the inflammation.
Neem oil,
there
you go. It's not going to get rid of the hair bump. It's because hair bumps come because of ingrown hair. Neem oil will help the irritation down there, but it's not going to stop the ingrown hair. Ingrown hairs, that's just what they do. They grow and grow into your skin. But it'll stop the irritation.
Did CeeLo just ask how to clean her own cooch?
She's
about to get some meme oil for that.
Hold on. I have no problem. Hello? I have a problem with that.
I hope
not asking that.
I don't know. I thought we were talking about manscaping.
No,
a woman should do it too, though.
No, I mean, were you asking for yourself?
That was going to be my next question.
Yeah, I was confused about your question. But Dee Dee, she took it and ran with it, so I was confused. I was trying to understand.
Well, she didn't mean for herself. You meant for a man, right, CeeLo?
I meant period, man or woman.
Oh, or woman. Okay, well, again, or woman, check your razors that you're using. Make sure you're not shaving against the grain. Again, check your razors. Try something different because you may need something sensitive. Or if you're using some type of lubricant to help you shave, be careful with the type of lubricant. Some people just use soap. Some people just use water. Some people dry shave.
Okay.
Some people use a type of shaving cream.
Uh-oh.
Be careful with that. And, again, you can use neem oil to stop the irritation of the skin. It will not stop the hair, the ingrown hair, but it will stop your skin from feeling irritated.
I just want to make sure that since you're so adamant about men keeping, the hedges trimmed, I want to make sure that you're keeping things clean yourself.
Trust and believe.
Okay.
Hey, man,
I don't want nothing caught in my teeth. Dig what I'm saying? That's all
I'm saying.
All
I'm saying is ideal image. We'll remove the hair for life. Lifetime guarantee.
Well,
I've
never gone like totally like
yeah,
bald.
Me neither.
I hear what you're saying, and I always trim it up. But I will never follow a suggestion to start afresh and let it grow in brand new. Get out of here.
I did say that. I did say, or at least trim it up. Keep it. I didn't say you had to cut it. If you against cutting it all off. Trim it up, cut it down, let some of it regrow.
Don't let it grow.
Since you were born and now you 30 something years old now and you want me to put my face in it? Are you serious?
But look,
you don't want 43 years worth of hair in your face.
No.
But at the same time, you don't want to look like a second grader either.
That's okay. You can trim it up if you don't want to cut it off. Trim it up. Keep it nice and neat, men.
As far as the ideal image thing, I heard that for people of darker skin that doesn't work well because your hair is so dark and the laser doesn't
that's not true.
Penetrate the really?
Mm-mm. The skin, that laser will not pick up blonde hair. It will not pick up red hair. It will not pick up gray hair. It will pick up brown and black hair. And as long as your hairs are brown and black, trust and believe, ideal image is your friend. It is mine.
Oh, okay.
That sounds like a client.
Yes, I am. Wait a minute. That's not
cheap,
though.
Hold the damn phone. Hold on. Wait. Hold the phone. So you mean to tell me that there's a procedure that removes this stuff, like the laser surgery that goes for women that may have a little extra testosterone issues up under the chin area?
Yes.
The same kind of
they do
procedure?
That all over your body.
Yes.
Yeah. All
right.
I didn't know that. I just thought it was just specifically, you know, catered for that. Region.
No,
not for just for your bikini. It's for everywhere. Ideal
for
image
everywhere.
Is a hair removal, and it removes hair everywhere for men and women.
And we
I'm
in the wrong business because they ain't paying us nothing to promote them. But we gonna pull the call, come right back, and
I'm in the wrong business,
and we'll keep it cracking. Hump Day
That's
Wednesday.
Right.
Wow.
I need to be a lady.
Bobby,
laser surgeon.
Bogey, Bobby, Josh. Ratchetness, son. Bogey, Bobby, Josh.
You're now listening to a Bobby Johnson beat.
Hey, word on the street, I'm a suspect.
Suspect.
Hanging with the killers in a project.
Ooh.
Hater wanna keep quiet. Catch a nigga slipping from behind.
Boom.
Bogey, Bobby, Josh.
Hey.
Bogey, Bobby, Josh.
Ooh.
OG, Bobby, Josh,
Josh.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey,
wipe a nigga out like an outbreak.
Wipe him out.
Chop a star and bust and make the house shake.
Rah.
the sweeter than a pound cake.
Keep the eyes on your chin, better watch what your mouth say.
Watch it.
Lean with the footballs, got a little trippin'.
Bang, 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 bang.
Hey, keep sippin'. Dirty AK with the beam on it.
Dirty.
Clip so long, I can lean on it.
Long.
Free my niggas, lie behind bars.
Free.
Move 100 pounds for a lawyer, beat the charge.
Beat it.
Pack tech down, run the ballet muscle fuck. If a nigga try to rob, hit him with the hoe.
Boom.
Word on the street, I'm a suspect.
Suspect.
Hanging with the killers in the project.
Woo.
Tato wanna keep quiet. Catch a nigga slipping from behind.
Boom.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Woo.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Josh.
OG, Bobby,
okay, we started catching felonies and bank
hits.
Riding through the hood in a hot bar.
Right.
And 96 in the SWAT had a trap house. Every day, clutch, school, clear.
Turn it.
I got a pocket on the bankroll.
Hey.
Anybody try me, I'ma let the thing go. But put a whole clip through your tango. Cause I know your homie gone like you heard you can't do nothing. Came through busting every set there.
Respect.
You violated mandatory, bet that.
What?
So like Smith for what you pushing, weird. Now the undercover ass people look for good then.
Tell
me with the OGs hanging.
Yep.
OZs like.
Okay.
Side phone, double cup, cold drink.
Lane.
You run up on me, wrong. Speed banging, meet you at the car road. What they gon' be singing out of?
Word on the street, I'm a suspect.
I'm a real suspect.
Hanging with the killers in the project.
West
side. They don't wanna keep quiet.
Keep quiet.
Catch a nigga slipping from behind.
Boom.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Ain't no claws in my
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Ain't no
sinks in my OG, Bobby, Josh.
You already know I'm about to do
OG,
this.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
What? Hey. You should go and get him like Denzel.
Denzel.
How you think I put him in the zone? Static on your line, I'm like Flight. Yo, Jenkins sold me a phone.
Hold
on.
Up.
The thing we feel, dad and Diamond. She got him. Now that's enticing.
Ooh.
Me, you, your homegirl, your other homegirl. At the Ritz Carlton, that's exciting.
Yeah.
I ain't never been a snitch, yet them bricks got me wrist. Hope to die, yeah, I crossed my heart. Then I hit honest with a chain so bright you would thought I was afraid of the dog.
Hey.
Earth stripes just like a zebra. That soft white and bows a reefer. Thinking like Arthur Blank. In the Haynes white beater. Remember one time grandma walked in my room like, boy, what you got right there? I said I ain't gon' lie, damn nigga. Old pie, quicker way to be a millionaire. Home season, the ball off, nigga. Right back to ballin', nigga. Grindin' me and off of no Z. Never play them pole league game, you won't hear my name. Type shit, make you an OG.
OG. Word on the street, I'm a suspect.
Suspect.
Hangin' with the killers in the project. They don't wanna keep quiet.
This shit.
Catch a nigga slippin' from behind.
Who better?
Boom. OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey.
Huh? OG, Bobby, Josh.
Ooh.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Josh.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey.
OG, Bobby, Josh. 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 OG, Bobby, Josh.
OG, Bobby, Josh. OG, Bobby, Josh. 1052. TM Hyman Radio Live. Good gracious, I don't know if I can listen to that all night. OG Bobby Johnson with your boy Cuban. Them dirty sound rivals.
Right.
Woo, that's a lot. OG Bobby Johnson all night long. All right. We have had an interesting
song.
You know the crazy thing about that song?
I asked my nephew who was like the show, and I said, yo, you even know who OG Bobby Johnson is? He was like, nah.
Man,
I
was
like, see? Yeah, no idea who OG Bobby Johnson is.
You know what? Hold on. Somebody did tell me. I had a young kid tell me who they thought OG Bobby Johnson was, and it wasn't who. Let me think about it. Who is OG Bobby Johnson, say? Who is it?
He's from the movie South Central.
Yeah. Exactly. South Central.
Yeah.
South Central, yeah, that movie South Central where Ray got your boy out there stealing too. You remember where the Sharm head that was in the jail with homeboy?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, OG Bobby Johnson, man, that was the dude, man. His last name is Plummer. I forget his first name. Last name is Plummer.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's been in a couple
OG
movies.
Bobby
he was
Johnson,
in Showgirl.
But them Dirty South boys, they be getting down in the Dirty South. I'll be visiting the Dirty South come next week, so.
Was plugging cats with the potato over the 38, throwing it to homemade talent. You know what I'm saying?
And real quick, the Tim Hyman family and the Tim Hyman show would like to send our condolences and prayers to the missing plane over in Malaysia.
Oh, yes.
Yes, and that's real right there.
Where is the plane?
Where is it? Absolutely. Where
that's
is
crazy.
It?
That's crazy. That's young with Hoppa somewhere.
I don't know.
What
could it possibly be? I know. Like,
what?
I don't
yeah,
even
what
think
could
it
possibly happen?
I don't know.
No theory?
Oh, God,
I mean,
don't have to explain
theory?
This one.
I mean, with no record.
Babe, I know
me,
you got a theory. You got to have a theory.
You know what? I'm be honest with you. I don't have one this time. My hands are kind of tied with this one. Yeah, I'm surprised at myself. I normally
what?
Have something. I have
yeah.
some kind of
tad
bit type of response to the situation, but this one right here, they got me because I've been following this a little bit, trying to see, what I could pick up on it, what buzzes I hear. But I don't know, man. They might have got away with this one. Somebody stole a whole plane with 120 people in it.
With 200 people? Why? How you do that?
Somebody might have got away with this one.
I know
Coop got a
theory. Coop, if you're out there, call or tell us your theory, baby.
Yeah, maybe I could piggyback on it. I'm not sure. But I ain't got no theory right now. I'll try to find some. You know what? That's what I'll do. I'll make sure I find some for the next time I'm back on the show. But right now, they got me. They got my hands tied. I ain't going front.
Me too.
All right. And I also want to tell the young ladies out there who heard about the doctor giving butt injections for $300, please don't go get it.
FYI
for our ladies out there, $300 for a butt injection is not what you want. All right.
No, absolutely not.
Get what you pay for, Ma. Just remember that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely not.
She just tweeted said that her computer froze.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, girls, okay. $300. You gonna get an embryo in your ass.
I'm
trying to tell you.
Okay.
these females have not learned yet. If you're gonna go that route, you definitely have to go to a reputable, trusted, licensed medical facility for a cosmetic surgery. Like,
hello.
Your homegirl's local garage is not going to make it, and you
yeah.
may
it's
not
make
it out of
the
garage after that.
And don't go to Nicki Minaj's ass injection specialist because her
stuff
looks horrible. Oh my
she
god, that
back.
Thing looks the worst, and I'm a fan of Night Dad. No dice, son. No
she
dice.
Needs a refund.
Yeah,
just be thankful for what the Lord gave you, ladies.
That's what I'm sure you had a nice ass to start with. That's what I'm saying. Why are you trying to go overboard with it? That's what she gets. Gluttony is a sin. It's one of the seven cardinal sins. Gluttony. That's all that is. It's a gluttonous ass. With a body that doesn't deserve that.
Some squats.
All right, watch my video. Damn it, Nikki. Watch my video.
There you go.
I'm gonna have some ass videos coming out to slope the asses.
10:58, 2 minutes left in the show. What are we gonna leave our family with? What are we gonna leave good people with tonight, everybody?
Thanks.
Okay. I guess I'll go first. Don't drink beer after it's just next to cabbage for 2 days, because the whole beer is gonna taste like cabbage.
Pretty disgusting, Dee Dee.
Okay. I don't even know what to say after that. Be a blessing. I'm confused. Be a blessing.
Okay, and TM is hysterical, so I'll take the reins and say happy birthday to my friend Kashana, and join us on Friday night for the Friday Night Cypher. We are that team, Real Talk, Real People, Real Time. TM Hyman Radio, TM Hyman the General himself.
Wow.
I'm Hot Chocolate. Save James, Madam CeeLo, Boston, Dee Dee Willingham, Toya, Nokia.
I got a birthday coming up on Saturday. It's just like it just dawned on me. I got a birthday on Saturday. That's crazy.
A birthday boy.
Yes. Happy birthday.
What we gonna do? What we gonna do? What we gonna do?
Hey, I guess
strippers and cocaine for everybody. Strippers and cocaine for everybody.
God. Oh my God.
Wow.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Friday.